If you are parenting a kid with big emotions, I guarantee you have been told at some point you've got to validate their feelings. I hear you. I can see that you're so mad right now. I know that you're upset. And most of the time, there is no quicker way to send a sensitive kid into a meltdown than to try to validate their feelings. And so you might be confused about, why are people still telling me to do this? Because my kid freaking hates it, right? Okay, if that's you, you are not alone. And I want to talk today about the real reason that our sensitive, emotionally intense kids especially really seem to hate it when we validate their emotions. Welcome back to Raised Resilient, where we help you end the meltdowns without punishments, bribes, or yelling. I'm Dr. Hillary Manzett, clinical psychologist, parenting coach, and mom of three emotionally intense kids. And I'm so glad you're here. I think it's easy to get into this loop of, well, my kid doesn't like it when I do that, so I just don't do it. And actually, what I have found in years of working with parents of sensitive, emotionally intense kids is that it's not so much that your child doesn't like it when you validate their feelings. It's that your validation is either coming at the wrong time or it's missing a critical element. So let's unpack that. First things first, if you validate a child who is having an 11 out of 10 meltdown, they are completely dysregulated, their logical reasoning part of their brain has gone offline, they cannot hear you, you are just creating noise for their nervous system to process. So they're already escalated, they are already overloaded, and anything you say at that point is, you might as well not be talking, right? The most important thing you can do in that moment when your kid has gone off the cliff into that 11 out of 10 meltdown is to regulate yourself and keep your kid safe, right? When we regulate ourselves and keep our kids safe, then we open space to welcome those emotions until our kid is done releasing them. Because a meltdown is that point of overflow where our child has just reached the top of what they can hold and somehow it's got to come out. It's that pressure release valve, right? When we put too much pressure on the system, whether that's disappointments at school, too many after-school activities, too many demands, holding it together all day while they're away from you, whatever it is, when we put too much pressure on the system, and that also could include sleep deprivation or being hangry, at some point, there needs to be a pressure release valve or the system's going to blow, right? And so I think that's really important to remember about a meltdown is that our kids need to release those emotions. So when that is happening, validating, we are past that point. And most of the time, what your child needs instead is for you to stay regulated so that you can help co-regulate with your child instead of co-escalating the situation. So that is the first mistake that I see. And I think the other piece that is maybe even more important, because I think a lot of times as parents, we know when we're going down a futile road trying to validate feelings in the moment when our kid is just completely dysregulated. But I think this is the part that most parents miss. And that is that the quality of our validation is missing a crucial element, okay? So most of the time, if our kid is having lots of meltdowns, the second we start to see them get upset, we start to feel that, oh no, here it comes. She's having a big reaction again. This is a small potatoes problem and she's about to go over the cliff. When we start to feel that happening, our nervous system starts to go into fight or flight. We start to go, oh my goodness, shut this down. Make it stop. Make it stop. We can't have another meltdown. And so when we start validating those emotions, we're not doing it with the goal of showing our child like, hey, I really understand you. In fact, most of the time, you probably don't understand your child. You're like, okay, I gave you the blue cup and you wanted the pink one and this is really not a big deal, right? You might be thinking, oh my goodness, if I don't teach my child that this isn't a big deal, she's going to be dramatic and overreact her entire life. You start to spiral. You're starting to think about, how can I help her understand that this is not a big deal? How can I shut this down before it becomes a meltdown? And if you're in that headspace, you are not in the right headspace to validate emotions. Because what really, really, really needs to be happening in that moment, no matter what you say, because the words are really not the important part, is that you need to be expressing genuine empathy for your child's struggle. No matter how trivial it might seem, no matter how big of an overreaction it feels like it is to you, it is critical that you actually feel empathy for your child in that moment. If you don't, if you're actually over it or desperately trying to avoid a meltdown, your kid is going to feel that. And it's going to seem like they hate when you validate their feelings. Sound familiar? This is so important to understand. Because once you understand this, you're going to stop focusing on, well, should I say, I hear you, or should I say, I can see that you're really mad right now? Which of those is better? And you're going to instead start actually communicating empathy to your child in that moment. And the cool thing about that is that you can communicate empathy to your child without saying a word. And sometimes that's the right move when you've got a kid who's heading into that overwhelmed, overloaded space. But the truth of the matter is, it doesn't really matter what you say so much as how you say it. And are you actually in a place where you care about your child's struggle? Or are you over it and trying to shut it down as fast as possible? And look, if you are the latter, if you are just like, I am trying to shut it down as fast as possible, I want you to know that that makes so much sense. You're not a bad parent for wanting to shut down these emotions. And everything in your own brain and nervous system is wired to make these feelings stop, largely based on how you were parented. Most likely told to brush it off, you're fine, toughen up, stop crying when you were a kid, right? And so now, when your child is having these big emotions over tiny problems, you feel like you need to stop these emotions and get your kid to recognize this isn't a big deal and get them back to being happy again. That is your literal brain programming. That's not your fault. And it's also making things worse. Two things are true, right? So how do we stop giving our kids this sort of false validation when actually inside we're rolling our eyes? Number one, we have to start looking at their emotional reactions as valid, no matter what they are about. And to illustrate this, I want you to think about yourself. When is the last time that you kind of had a big emotional reaction to something that was maybe objectively not a huge deal? So maybe you were trying to get all three kids to the pediatrician and you brought your iced coffee with you and you were rushing out the door and the baby had a poopy diaper and one of the other kids was screaming about their sibling hitting them. And you got to the pediatrician and the iced coffee was the only thing going for you that morning and you accidentally spilled it all over your shirt. I mean, not that that happened to me or anything, but those moments are so real for us. And in that moment, which really was a story from my own real life when my youngest was a baby, it wasn't about the coffee that I was in tears in the pediatrician's parking lot. It was all of it. It was being postpartum with a third child. It was having three kids that I was trying to schlep to an appointment. Three kids with very valid but big emotions. Dealing with very real stressors, being sleep deprived. The coffee was the tip of the iceberg in that moment. But my emotional reaction was valid. And I think that's really important. So think back to the last time that you had a quote-unquote oversized reaction to something that was a smaller stressor. How did you feel in that moment? And then, what did you need in that moment? Imagine your partner or your best friend is standing there with you. Imagine that moment. Imagine how you felt. Dredge up those feelings. Now, picture your partner or your best friend standing there. What would you want them to say or do? Would it feel good to you if your friend said, you know what? We can get another coffee. This isn't a big deal. Or if your partner said, can you stop crying? This is such a small potatoes situation. That wouldn't feel good. Or even if your partner said, okay, look, I know you're really overwhelmed, but this is a really big overreaction. Would that feel good to you? Would that have felt like what you needed in that moment? Of course not. So that is something I tell parents all the time, is kind of to gut check your own seemingly empathic responses to your kid would they still feel empathic if they were coming to you when you were upset from someone who's on your support team, right? If not, then we need to think about how we're saying these things to our kids, and we need to channel some actual I care energy, right? So that might not mean naming the feeling. That might not mean saying, I hear you. That might mean saying, oh, I get it. I had that happen to me when I was your age, and that really, really stinks. Or it might mean saying, I am right here with you. You can start with, what do you like to hear when you're in those moments? And your child may or may not want to hear those exact words, but I promise you, if you can start actually caring about your child's struggle, you are going to get so much further when you actually try to empathize with them. So instead of validate their feelings being the cue, I want you to think, how can I show my child real empathy in this moment? Now, there's going to be moments where that's really hard. I had a client the other day, and she was like, I was really struggling in this moment to feel empathy for my kid because I was also hot and over it and hungry. And, you know, it was really hard for me to care about her struggle. If that's you, A, join the club. It's normal. And B, there's a way to still show your child empathy, and it starts with you, unsurprisingly, right? As most things in parenting do. So if you can take a second and show a little empathy to yourself quietly, like you don't have to talk to yourself in front of, you know, whoever's around, you can, but you can also quietly just say in your head what you wish your partner or best friend would say if they were standing there. And that might sound like, oh, this is really hard. You're hot and tired and overwhelmed, and now she's having a meltdown over something small, or she's falling apart over practically nothing. That's so hard. This feels hard because it actually objectively is hard. Any parent in your situation would be having a hard time. That makes so much sense. This might sound cheesy, but I'm telling you, when I do this, even in the moments where I feel so closed off to that empathy for my kid, doing that just like cracks the door open to a little bit more empathy for them so that I can eventually really connect and be there for my kid. If we can't show empathy for ourselves, we're not going to be able to show it to our child. Full stop. We can't give to our kids what we can't give to ourselves. And so this is why it is so critical to do some of this deeper work to be able to regulate our nervous systems. And no, that doesn't mean that we never have a feeling, right? We're allowed to be mad. We're allowed to be frustrated. But it's more about being attuned to those feelings and processing them and acknowledging them before they become ragey moments, right? It's about showing ourselves empathy and compassion before we get to the point where we're crying over the iced coffee. Not to say that you can't have a cry over the iced coffee, that's totally valid. But we also need to be showing ourselves compassion and empathy along the way. That's so important. So that is why, that's the real reason why validating your kids' feelings isn't working. You've got to get really honest with yourself and think about, is what I'm saying actually empathic, or am I just trying to shut down these feelings? If this is resonating and you are having some aha moments, I want to recommend that you watch my video, How to End the Meltdowns in 8 Weeks or Less. It's linked below in the show notes, and it is going to give you such a helpful way to think about what is happening for your child when they're totally losing it, why these meltdowns are so hard and why you've been stuck, and how to break free from that cycle. So I hope this is helpful. Thank you so much for being here, and I will catch you in the next episode.